Can you see me?
আমাদের চটি জুতো
Good afternoon, everyone. I am Siddesh Chavan from Ernst & Young Investor Relations, and I would like to welcome you to the Just Engineering Q2 FY26 earnings conference call. To ensure a seamless experience, all participants are requested to remain on mute during the management's opening remarks. There will be a dedicated Q&A session at the end of the presentation. If you wish to ask a question during the Q&A, please select the raise hand option under the reaction tab of the Zoom application. We will call out your name and then request you to unmute yourself to ask the question. While asking, please begin with your name and your organization. Please note that this conference is being recorded. The recording will be made available on the website within a day, and the transcript of the call shall be made available subsequently. To take us through the results and answer your question today, we have the top management of Just Engineering Limited, represented by Mr. Pratik Patel, Chairman and Managing Director, Dharmendra Jain, Chief Financial Officer, and the Just entire team. Now, I would like to draw your attention to the safe harbor related to today's earnings call. Comments made during the call may contain forward-looking statements that may involve known or unknown risks, uncertainties, and other factors. It must be viewed in conjunction with our business risk that could cause future result performance or achievements to differ significantly from what it is expressed or implied by such forward-looking statements. After the end of this call, if you need any further information or clarifications, please get to get in touch with me. With that said, I will now hand over the call to Mr. Pratik Patel. Over to you, sir.
Good afternoon, everyone. I'm thankful to you to spare your valuable time and attend this call. We would like to present the results for the first half of this financial year, and we'll directly go on to the presentation which we have prepared for this. The results were posted yesterday, and I think all of you must have gone through the same on the NSE or BSE website. As you can see, we have achieved a growth of around 12% on the top line. However, on the bottom line, the performance has not been as good. And the reason for that is mainly because of the tariff. We have not been able to dispatch materials to US, where margins are generally higher compared to domestic sales. Also, there has been some projects where we had stretched low margins, especially screw generator project because of design issues. And at the same time, the employee cost has gone up in India as well as in US. Because the turnover has not increased, the employee cost as a percentage has gone up a lot, and that is hurting us in the H1. In the beginning of the year, we had projected a revenue of around 860 crores. And at that point of time, we were quite hopeful, however, of achieving it. However, we now feel that we may have to lower down the expectation based on what we are currently seeing in the market. There is a lot of unease due to the tariff in many countries, not only at India, in many countries. And so things have slowed down in many countries. We have equipment for 10 crore nearly ready for last 5 months for Vietnam, but it's not leaving because Vietnam is not taking World Bank loan and they are facing some problems, etc., etc. So things like these are happening everywhere, as a result of which we feel even though we have orders in hand, it may not be possible to deliver within this financial year. However, what I would like to mention here is that in the second half of the year, we will see considerable improvement in the bottom line figures. The reason for that optimism comes from that in the first half, we have achieved only 293 crore in revenue. In the second half, we are expecting to achieve 530 crore, which is like 1.8 times of what we have achieved in the first half. That means that the fixed cost being same, we would have lot of spillover towards the bottom line in the second half of the year. And so we still expect bottom line to be quite good. It would not be as good as what we had expected pre-tariff. However, it will still be in the range of 75 to 80, 85 crore. And I think we will still post relatively good results. Next. This is our 52nd year. And we believe that what is happening today, that is as a result of tariff, is just a blight. This is something which will overcome. The tariff hurts only because we have orders in hand before the tariffs were implemented. So since then, we have been costing our products to include tariffs so that tariff does not hurt us in the new orders. But on the old orders, there is nothing that we can do. Whatever small modifications, adjustment in the orders we can do, we have done, but that's not going to help us because the extent of tariff 50% is quite high. However, to mitigate the problem, what is the problem? Problem is we were dependent a lot on America for our growth and future, and we have now understood that that was not a sound way forward. And so we have already entered UK, but we will now like to strengthen the UK market. And for that, we are acquiring another small company having 3-4 people, Penstocks UK Limited. The biggest advantage of that company is it is located in Midlands, very near to our main clients. And it has got already pre-qualified with one or two framework agreements. And as a result of that, we think in time to come, we can leverage their strength and make Waterfront a pan-UK company with good revenues. In the same spirit, we are acquiring Westech. Westech brings to us a new market, which is the industrial process equipment business. Westech has very strong technology. The industrial process equipment business in hand of Westech was around 55 crores last year. However, we expect when it comes in our hands, we would be able to push it aggressively because the controls would be relaxed. The controls were earlier from US and they were very stringent. However, we will have better monitoring and better controls from India. And as a result of that, we expect the complete process equipment business from just to get a flip and it becomes a big revenue earner for the company. In the end, I would like to say, let's not get bogged down by results in the first 6 months. Sometimes it has always been tricky in the first 6 months. However, we should be clear about our vision. And what is our vision? Our vision is that we should have a diversified product portfolio, we should have diversified market, and we should be in a position to cater to things which not every other manufacturer can do. And for that, we are building up capacity, capability, and with that new capacity and capability which we are building up in our plants, we should be able to be firm on our targeted revenue milestone of 1,000 crore by FY27. With that, I would now like to go on to the financial figures. So on the total revenue front, we have had 12% year-on-year growth. On the gross profit and margin, though we have had growth, but the margins as a percentage have come down. EBITDA, profit before tax and profit after tax all have been hit hard because of the factors which I already stated before. On the standalone performance, the revenue of Just Engineering has come down. It is because, in comparison to last year, around 20-25 crore revenue of America is lower because of our not dispatching the material due to the tariff implication. Shipyard revenue is slightly up. Rodney Hunt revenue is overall. Waterfront revenue is up. I believe the PAT before tax, after tax, and all things, though they are down now, but as we go forward in the second half, we will see marked improvement in all these figures. Thanks. This shows the revenue composition of the products which we make. Water control gate still is the biggest product contributor, followed by screens, valves, and other equipments. As you can see, in the first half, our Indian business has been more, and followed by US and then other markets. In time to come, as I said, I want UK, which is within Europe and Africa, to grow more stronger and have something like 35% Indian business, 30% US, 15% from Europe, and 15-20% from rest of the world. Once we do that, then we'll not be dependent on any one single market in a big manner as we are today. Shows the consolidated income statement quarter-wise as well as for H1 of 25 and H1 of 26. As I already stated in the beginning, whatever we see here, we will see a big improvement when the revenue goes to 825 crore levels at the end of the year. The consolidated balance sheet. Next. As you can see, our order book trend is improving year on year. We expect this year also to have a very good order book position so that we have a very strong next financial year. We are quite confident, in spite of whatever Trump tariff has come in, we are quite confident that our growth, though this year is subdued, but we will be on the right path with these new acquisitions and new business strategies. We will be in the right path in future. One point I would like to highlight here is there is some good news on the tariff front also. Our lawyers in USA have concluded that on the cast iron products, there cannot be any duty. So our cast iron gate business, which was going from India to America, there would be no duty on that. However, this is their conclusion based on 2-3 months of study. It will still take some time to verify and get it approved. Once it happens, then as far as cast iron gates is concerned, we are back on track for the American market. However, we have paid tariffs on cast iron gates also because there was no clarity. We can claim it back, but all this is subjective to so many things. So I'm just telling here that what is the situation, current situation. The current situation is we do not have to really pay tariff on cast iron gates. And whatever we had paid in last few months, we can claim back. However, this is still an issue of legal and discussion with the customs authorities in America. Next. Our consolidated order book, as I have already shown before, is 890 crore. You can see all the companies have a strong order book, Waterfront included. Mahan, we have revived, which is also doing good. Rodhyant is also having a very strong order book position. This is in spite of our slowing down on taking the orders because of uncertainty of tariff. So I would say going forward in the next year, we will again be on the drive. Next. Our pipeline every month, has been varying between 40 crore to 70 crores and odd. And we are quite confident that we will carry this forward as well. This is the sales outlook which we had given in the beginning of the year, 860 crore. As I said, I am now not that confident of achieving 860 crore. We feel 825 crore should be okay. In case of 825 crore, we have not included the additional revenue which will come from the acquisition of Westech as well as from Penstock U.K. Both these are expected to happen sometime in December or January. If it happens in December or January, we will be able to add certain contribution from there, based on which we may touch 840, 850. But as of today, I think 825 crore is what we are targeting. If we can do better than that, it all depends upon how soon the tariff issue with India is resolved between US and India. I would like to brief regarding what's happening in the company. We commenced the production in Chennai. We are putting up a team in place. I think next few months would be spent putting the right team in place. And from April 26 onwards, this plant would be able to contribute fully once the team is in place. Also, this company, most of the approvals from NCLT has come. Now it is only procedurally some issues are left, and it is not because of us, but because of NCLT bench not being established. So we expect by January 26, the merging of Shivpad with Just to be completed. As far as Westech is concerned, the due diligence is over. SHA discussions are going on. And if everything goes right, we expect to complete the acquisition by December 25. Regarding Penstock UK will be purchased by Waterfront UK, so that we have only one subsidiary in UK. Subsequently, we'll be merging Waterfront and Penstock U.K. The initial agreement has been signed. Signing of the agreement was delayed because of medical reasons of the promoters of that company. Now they have joined the company, and we expect the due diligence to be done within November and acquisition to be completed by December. Your company has been investing at all its plant. In Unit 1, Unit 2, and Unit 3, together we are going to invest close to 60-70 crores in this year, so that we have capacity in-house for production and achieve revenue of 1,000 crore. Similarly, we have planned two expansions in America, one at Houston plant, for which major drawing work is over. Drawing work for plumbing, etc., is going on. We expect to submit all for final approval of the city in January, and generally the approvals are received within 2 months. So we should be in a position to start the construction activities by April, May, and commission the plant by March 27. As far as Orange plant is concerned, We are working on the new layout, and once the new layout is decided, then we'll be freezing the budget. And once the budget is freeze, thereafter we'll decide how to fund and how to move forward. However, I would also like to add here that in addition to this capital expansion, we are also planning to invest in a new plant in Saudi Arabia. This is still on the paper, but the decision has been taken. So we would be opening up a company in Saudi Arabia to target the markets of Middle East, and we hope to establish this company by 2027, mid of 2027. New product development, we develop new products every year. The target is to have 5 to 6 new products being developed every year. This year we have worked on the high pressure knife gate valve that is for the Canadian oil sands market, and we expect to have good output from this product. We also developed HDPE knife gate valves for chemical industries and motorized swing gate valve for high temperature application. All these products keep on adding to our productivity to give us an edge over our competitors. This shows some of the few prestigious projects which we have done this year. In the first half, we have a very big job from Singapore for knife gate valves. You can see that these are huge knife gate valves which we are supplying, and it is one of the biggest order in the world for knife gate valve. The delivery has started, and we expect to complete the whole project by end of this year. The same specialized valve was produced for IOCL Panipat, and this valve has been supplied now. And if they are satisfied with the installation and application, then we expect further business to come from IOCL. We are also going very strong now on the air vessel business, and we are getting one job after another. Every job are quite challenging, and we hope that in time to come we would be a very strong supplier on the air vessel business in India. With that, I would like to say thank you. I have tried to cover most of the points which we have covered in H1 of the year, and now I should be able to take answer questions from you.
Thank you. We will now begin a question and answer session. Gentle reminder to all the participants, to ask a question, please select the raise hand option under the reaction tab of the Zoom application. We will now wait for a moment until the question queue assembles. We'll take a first question from Kunal from Sunidhi. Please go ahead.
Very good evening, Pratik sir, and everyone from the management. Sir, great job on the transparency end, where Jash has, every quarter, even though the macro scenario has been tough, Jash has always guided the investors very appropriately. My first question is, sir, are we holding back on some order dispatch because of tariff? Are we anticipating that maybe will the tariff be reversed to 15%?
We tried in the beginning. Now we are fed up and we are sending the material because we cannot delay it too much. The clients are waiting for it. So now we have to take a bitter pill and absorb the losses and send the material.
Okay, so we are not holding back. We are whatever is there, we are trying to fulfill the orders and pay the tariff.
Yeah, in the beginning we were holding, but now last 1 month we have started dispatches.
Okay, sir. How much would be the order book of Westech India tentative, or we do not have any idea on that?
We have all ideas. We are acquiring a company. We definitely have the
I mean,
idea.
can we disclose that is what actually I was trying to
I
say.
would not like to disclose until the acquisition is over.
Okay, and sir, acquisition is of tentative what amount? I think last time we spoke was about 30 or 25, 30 crore.
Something like that, yes.
And they do, are there any assets that are there, or is it basically the technology that we are acquiring from them in terms
Technology.
of technology? And sir, one last question. There was this Welspun had won this 900 MLD order of water treatment in Mumbai.
Yeah.
Any update on that? Have we received any orders from there, or are we trying to get any?
We are already doing four orders with Welspun for various projects.
Okay.
This is still under design stage. So when this comes up, we will always be considered.
Okay. Sir, I'll join back in the queue for another question.
Thank you. Thank you. We will take the next question from Naveen from Bellwether. Please go ahead.
Yeah, thank you for the opportunity, sir. Sir, with respect to the UK market, we had acquired Waterfront and now proposed acquisition of Penstock. With this both, there are around 11 companies which operate in UK market, water market. So what will be the out of the proposed capital spend, how much will this both acquisitions contribute to? Will we be able to cover the entire UK market?
See, Naveen ji, ऐसा है, वी द रीजन वी वेंट वॉज टू बी इन टू मिडलैंड्स, राइट? वॉटर फ्रंट वॉज बींग कंसिडर्ड एज अ स्कॉटिश कंपनी. नाउ विद एक्विजिशन, वेन इट इज ओवर विद एक्विजिशन ऑफ पेनस्टॉक यूके, वील हैव अ स्मॉल सेटअप, 3 to 4 पीपल सेटअप इन मिडलैंड्स, गिविंग मोर कॉन्फिडेंस टू द क्लाइंट दैट दीज पीपल कैन service fast, because today we are 8 hours away from Midlands. So that changes the perception that we are not a Scottish company, but we are a British or UK company or England company. Okay. So that was one of the reasons. Another reason was also that they had some framework agreement. They are approved by Anglian Water, though that framework is going to come to an end. But you have edge over others because you are already in the framework. So there are so many, they had some space, proprietary designs also, which are very good, allowing to make gates very fast. So considering all these things, we had acquired Penstock UK. The investment amount is not huge. And the funds required for acquisition has already been transferred to Waterfront.
So will it be sort of starting the process of registering our products with the other companies?
No, they are already registered. What we are, see, if you see what was Waterfront before Judge entered, was there was not a proper marketing team. It was based on whatever business comes. Now we have put a proper marketing team. We are going to countries around UK, we are going to Ireland, we are going to other countries, and we are trying to bring up their profile. We have now two marketing people. One person has just been appointed who will be joining in south of England. One person is already there in Midlands. The new company we have acquired is also in Midlands. So slowly, slowly, we are spreading wings for Waterfront.
Understood.
Our target is very clear. It is painful in the beginning because we have to add on people. And the cost of people is high, the output comes later. But our target is very clear. We like to take Waterfront to 10 million or 12 million revenue in 4 years' time.
So my second question is, are we started getting any orders under BABA Act? If not, when do you see the orders coming in?
Where?
BABA Act, US, Rodney Hunt, BABA Act.
Baba, B-A-B-A. Oh, Baba is not an issue. We are already getting orders for that.
Okay.
Baba is very old. It's not new. We have been taking orders against Baba for last 3, 4 years now.
No, we were expanding our capacity in anticipation of larger orders. So
Yeah,
wanted
that until you really expand and add people, we are adding people. Now we are 75 people in America. So we are adding people in production, etc. It is a slow process. Until we make up the plant in Houston, I don't think that we would be going very aggressive on Baba.
And
Whatever bumps we are taking, but we need production people in America and we don't have enough.
the final question is, how is the demand outlook looking? You had commented in your initial comments, but has the whole decision making slowed down, or do you think things?
It is slowed down. See, if you see, every country is troubled by the tariff. It's, no one is safe from it. And so everyone is re-evaluating their decision on how to go for capital investments, what to invest, what not to invest. And so there is a perceptible slowdown in decision making. However, I think that in next few months, all these tariff issues should get resolved. The problem is not tariff. The problem is uncertainty. No one knows what will happen tomorrow. And so this uncertainty is not allowing people to take decisions and move forward. I believe this, even the American government should understand that this will not help anyone. And maybe in time to come, they will have a consistent policy on tariff.
Thank you, sir. I'll get back in the queue.
Thank you. We'll take a next question from Sahil Doshi from Thinqwise. Please go ahead.
Hi, sir. Good afternoon, and thank you for the opportunity. Just firstly, related to your gross margins commentary in your opening remarks, you spoke about two impacts, one being screw generator projects orders. So could you quantify what's the quantum of this, and is this related to the new NPCIL order, which was also supposed
No.
to.
This was an order for other projects. This is a renewable energy, no, it's not NPCIL. And the screw generator, it was a design issue. The design, the estimation was done for X, and the design, when the design was final design was done, it was 1.5 times X. So it was a design issue and nothing to do with NPCIL.
Sure, sir. What will be the quantum of this order, sir? Just to understand.
Around 7 crores.
Sure, sir. Understood. And sir, in the past also, meaning last 2 quarters also, we had seen an impact on gross margins, and part of it was alluded to this NPCIL and part to the large order in US. So are
Kansas.
those, yes, sir, are those over, or the impact of those are yet to be coming through?
Kansas is still under execution. NPCIL, the order in which we were losing money is nearly over. And the new orders which have come are with the
Understood, sir. Sure. So just taking this discussion forward in terms of gross margin, now that the current order book in the US, as well as the existing orders which we have, how should we think about the scenario incrementally, the aspiration of 60% kind of margins which we generally have on gross profit, this thing, would that yet come back in a couple of quarters, or how should we think?
See, let us be clear. In this year, we will be stretched. When I say this year, means financial 26. The reason for that is that the tariff, it will put a big hit. Tariff not only will put a hit here, but in America also, on account of tariff, costs have gone up, all expenses have gone up. So as a result of that, the American operations also will suffer, and the exports from India to America also will suffer on the margin front. However, this will happen only on the orders which we already had in hand. The new orders, we are already putting the factor of tariff and quoting and getting orders. So this will happen only for the old order book. Until that old order book is not clear, or until tariff is not reduced, margin wouldn't be affected. And I think we have given a guidance that the margin, at a level of 860 crore, we are expecting around 80 crore as PAT reduction because of reduction from 100 crore to 80 crore because of all these tariff issues.
Sure, sir, that helps. So just on the UK front, I think I was referring to the May 24 call when we had possibly spoken about Waterfront. We were expecting, you know, 200 to 300 basis point improvement in margin every year, which actually hasn't really played out. So can you talk about that?
It will play out. You cannot take a call based on 6 month or quarterly performance, right? See, as I
Absolutely.
said, our type of business is fixed cost. Fixed costs are there throughout the year. 12 months, that same fixed cost may be there. Some incremental would be there, but generally fixed cost would be there. However, the revenue spike happens in the third and fourth quarter. So when the revenue spike happens, all those fixed costs as a percentage goes down, and on the variable side, the margin starts improving. So I'm quite strong, confident that when we go to the end of the year, even at Waterfront, we would be hoping to break even. Last year we were in loss, this year we'll break even, and as a result, it will be an improvement in performance.
Sure. No, my question was more actually if you can talk about last 1.5 years, what have been the learnings in Waterfront and UK market? And is there any change in your strategy or thought in terms of the potential in terms of revenue opportunity as well as margins, you know?
No, the change in strategy is acquisition of Penstock UK has been understanding the market, understanding what was our limitation, how we were perceived to be a Scottish company, etc. So once you go in, once you acquire a company, the story starts. It never ends there. So our story has just started, and we are learning from it, and we are making changes every quarter based on what we are learning. As I had said before, there is a potential. UK potential market for our products is more than 25-30 million pounds. We are still young. This year we are targeting 4 million. So we are still young for that market. But in time to come, we would be becoming a dominant player in the UK water control gates business.
Sure, sir. And just wanted to check on Saudi, sir. You'll have finalized the plant there. Could you just talk about the landscape of opportunity? What is the peer set there, and why do you require to set up a plant versus build in India and sell?
Everywhere, whether it is India or America or Saudi, it is everyone is asking to build the product in their country. Now, Saudi is a big country. Today, if you are not producing in Saudi, the chance of your getting order gets reduced drastically. It's a very big market. They are investing $100 billion in their cities and putting up new cities and things like that. If you want to take part of that game, you will have to be in Saudi. I would say strategically we are 2 years late. Anyway, whenever you wake up, you have to act. We have woken up now, and we would like to go into Saudi next year and try to set up a base to address the Middle East market from there. Also understand one thing, whether it is UK, America or Saudi, long gestation period orders will be done from India only. It is the short gestation period orders. It is certain specific to comply with the legal requirement would be done there. Other than that, would be done from India.
Sure, sir. In terms of our competitive strength and what would our USP be? Because what we understand from a few players that the working capital and the cycle times in Saudi are very long. So would that comply with your stringent requirements in general?
See, we are not setting up a huge plant, first of all, understand. Our investment in Saudi is going to be very small. And if we have to cater to the business, then we have to comply with whatever terms are going to be there. So I would say, let us go in, let us realize what the market is, because we have some orders, but those are small orders. Let us realize what the market is, and on those small orders, we have no problem. We are getting LC and payments, so it's not an issue. Your experience, I don't know, concerns which type of industry or product. We have had no such issues about getting payments and working capital and things like that. So let's see. However, what I can assure you is we are talking of investment of few million dollars $2, 3, $4 million, not much.
Sure, sir. Thank you so much for this and best wishes to the entire team, sir.
Yeah, thank you.
Thank you. A gentle reminder to all the participants, to ask a question, please select the raise hand option under the reaction tab of Zoom application. I will take the next question from Sahil Desai from Marcellus. Please go ahead.
Thanks, Sudesh. Pradeep, the first question is, these low margin or negative margin orders. Now, this is the third time we're hearing of order where some problem has occurred. So anything or any steps you're taking that, in the future, maybe there is some protection here, some risk management strategies.
Sajid bhai, it is like this. We are in custom engineered products. Out of 800 crore revenue, it may always happen that on 30, 40 crore projects, we may have made a mistake. Every time we make a mistake, we try to learn from it and ensure that we don't make a mistake. But as the company is growing, sometimes decisions happen in which people go by their confidence. And at a later date, it is proved that, oh, they were wrong. We try to correct as much as possible, but to expect a custom-built manufacturing company to make zero mistakes, it means we are talking of very high-quality people at all level of organization. And so I would say we try to correct ourselves wherever possible. Let me cite the examples. We goofed up big time in Kansas. In Kansas, we goofed up because initially we thought we'll make Kansas in India. Then we were said, no, it has to be made in America. So we agreed to make it in America. But we had no team in America to make such a huge job. Okay. So our logic that we will be able to shift the production to India did not come through. So we took a hit there. About this too. This was a very big screw. Not that we have not made such big screw, but on the design aspects, we had thought we will do something and we'll escape. We could not do that. Or we over-designed, over-engineered the product. I believe it is more of an over-engineering what we have done to make it safe and strong. It was not required. But a decision was taken by the design team that no, this is required and we have done it. Today, we realize that it should not have been done. So, steps are being taken to, in future, whenever such critical jobs are there, more review so that we do not invest additional to what has been estimated.
All right.
NPCIL, where we lost a lot of money, it was a strategic gamble. You must be reading in the newspaper, in India, a lot of nuclear power projects are going to come. Now, we wanted an entry into that. Today, NPCIL, top bosses of NPCIL consider Jash as one of the best vendors. This is what we have gained by losing 7, 8 crores. So, everything was sometime it is a mistake, sometime it was a strategic decision. No company likes to lose money. But as I said, in 800 crore revenue, 20, 30 crore projects would come where we may take a risk, calculative gamble, and go ahead and sometimes face trouble. However, if those two or three jobs come in the same quarter, then it hurts the quarter. But on the annualized basis, it will not hurt us much.
Understood, sir. So second is on this the tariff uncertainty making business difficult around the world. So this Vietnam order, just to understand this right, now a large 10 crore order, I mean, why would Vietnam not take delivery for something that's happening in the US? If you can just explain that a little more, please.
I do not know why they are not going for funding from World Bank. But World Bank is controlled by America, okay? And Vietnam has been put, high tariffs has been put on Vietnam also. What I know is 65% of the payment has been made to us. But they are still asking us not to deliver the material because the project has slowed down. And this we are seeing globally that uncertainty because of XYZ reason is resulted into slowing down of projects And people, because the fund flow has become tight, people are not taking delivery, etc., etc.
I see. All right. So next is on, you know, the Saudi plant. Now, you know, last 4 5 years, we have grown rapidly. There have been multiple additions in terms of acquisitions. Organically, you have added capacity in India. Is there a time, let's say, in the next 3 4 years, where you think that now, you know, we are set, we are everywhere we want to be, and maybe just utilize these capacities better, or growth will come more via acquisitions than by what we already have on hand?
Growth will not come only by acquisition. Growth has to come by what is your key strength. Your key strength is manufacturing and the product knowledge you already have. But acquisition, does a company do acquisition? As I said, we have given rationale for each and every acquisition. It is not on my whims and fancies that we have acquired a company. We have acquired company to strengthen our position in particular markets or particular products, or expand the range of equipment. So this we do when we feel there is a right fit and right pricing. Understand, we are acquiring Westech at a PAT multiple of 7. I would say it is a very attractive acquisition opportunity. New product range, strengthen our complete process equipment business, gives us huge export potential, and at a very low margin of profit, at a very low pricing, with keeping my new plant in Chennai busy. So this is a win-win for everyone, and why should we not do it? So all these decisions are taken after a lot of careful thinking, and when any such lucrative opportunity comes, we cannot say that I decided never to acquire a company and so I will not do it. That's not our policy. We are having an open mind. If a fit is there, if an advantage is there, if it helps the company in future to grow or to add a product range, we will do it. But I would say today for us, capital expansion is more critical. Because with all this acquisition, we have to build up our capacity to deliver, and that is what we are doing in next 2 years.
I see. All right. And so lastly, on the revised guidance that you gave, so on the profit number, you are saying you will be between 75-80 crores. Is that understanding right?
That's what I believe. My perfection would be coming only by January, February, but I think that is what we should be able to do. You all who are here are all people who are financial wizards. Okay? So what you can do is you can go on to my first year results, remove the fixed cost, and then multiply by 1.8 the variable cost, and you will be able to see how much profit can come out.
Fair enough, sir. Great. Thank you very much.
Thank you. We will take a next question from Dilip Shahu. Please go ahead.
Yeah. Pratik bhai, good afternoon.
Definitely.
Yeah. My question is, we are planning to do, say, 1,000 crores next year. There are a lot of surprises, bad lucks, and, you know, headwinds that has happened this year. Hopefully next year is better. But assuming that we do around 600, 650 crores outside US, because we don't know what will happen with tariff yet, and let it be an enigma. So that 650 crores, can we do at our standard 22% operating margin, 12% PAT? Is that a assumption we can make?
Yes, we can do it.
So,
except for waterfront.
Yeah, I'm saying non-US globally as a whole, we can look at 650 crores with, say, 12, 22% operating margin, 12% PAT margin business. That won't have any surprises, right?
That should not have any surprises. See, Saudi इसमें ऐसा है कि मिस्टर ट्रंप इज अ सरप्राइज विच आई नेवर बार्गेन फॉर.
Correct, correct.
So at the same, for next year, you want me to commit without knowing what's going to happen. So yes, if everything remains steady, stable, then I would admit, yes, it is possible, whatever you said. But if something goes wrong, then it will disturb. And when it disturbs, it's not going to disturb us that we go in losses. It would be like instead of 12% PAT, we may go to 10 or 9% PAT, but not like 5 or 6.
Sure. I understand that, sir. The second question is regarding next year's initiatives. You talked about two large initiatives, which is Saudi, which will not only be a capital expense, there will also be, I'm assuming, a lot of operating expense you'll have in terms of people and all. And you'll have Houston. So how are the expenses, apart from the business operations, which will be directly impacted? I'm saying new initiative expenses, which may not give commensurate revenue next year, like Houston and Saudi. What is the quantum you have in mind? I mean, what could be a OpEx which may not have a commensurate business coming next year?
So for Houston, we have already raised funds last year, if you are aware. So Houston investment we are targeting is around $5 million, between $4.5 to $5 million, of which most of the fund has been secured already. In Saudi Arabia, we are talking of $3-4 million. We are not talking of a huge sum. And a company which is able to do 70, 80 crore or 100 crore profit can easily take the risk of raising 20, 30 crores from internal accruals or from loans and execute a project. I don't think we are doing anything which is so big that it will affect the foundations of the company, or it will affect the growth or financial situation of the company. We have been doing everything in an incremental manner, not a big bang thing.
So majorly contributed from the internal accruals.
Majorly, yeah.
Yeah, I'm Pratik
Including acquisition.
Yeah, including.
Pratik, I'm not looking at the source of fund, or I'm basically looking at the operational cost, not even the fixed cost.
See, whenever a new plant is set up, the initial operation cost will always go up. But why are we setting up a new plant? That is also to be thought of. If I don't put up a new plant in Houston, in this current environment of Trump administration where they want us to make it in America, then I will have to forego all the American business in future. Can I do that as a company? No. So I have to set up a plant. But if I set up a plant, the initial cost would be high, which will then taper down as the production starts coming out. This is inevitable. So, if you have taken a decision to go, this momentarily blights would come. However, when you see what type of investment we are doing or what type of operational cost we'll incur on these new plants, understand one thing: Saudi will come in 2027, Houston will come in 2026. It's not going to all come together. It will be staggered, maybe 6 months or 9 months staggered from each other. So it would give us enough breathing space to manage the operational costs.
Great, great. My
And
last
if at
question.
the same time the revenue goes up, then it is a breeze. Then I have no problem at all.
Of course, of course. My last question, Pratik, is in now that it has been like 2 months, and I'm sure you'd be getting a lot of RFPs and quoting for that, factoring in tariff and non-tariff situation both. Question is how. I mean, when you how has been the new competitive landscape? Are you finding is that you will be likely to win with tariff with maybe with lower margin, or how is it looking? Is it absolutely no deal for us? How is it looking?
I think I had released a note on how tariff affects us. And in that note, it is written tariff on iron and steel product is on everyone. No one is excluded. So we are all in the competitive environment has remained the same as before. Even after the tariff, nothing great change has come in.
Okay, great.
The problem has been the orders which you had taken, where you had taken the advances, where you had started the work, there our clients are not willing to give us additional benefit of tariff. And that is why we have to eat that shit. And so I would say that for future business, whether there is tariff or no tariff, there is not going to be any big change.
Fantastic. Great. Thank you, Pratik bhai.
Thank you.
Thank you. We'll take a next question from Mr. Shubham from Perpetual Capital. Please go ahead.
For the opportunity. Am I audible?
Yeah.
Hello, am I audible?
Yes.
Hi. So what I wanted to ask is, you mentioned that in H2, we are targeting for 530 kind of 530 crore kind of revenues. So what are the things that are giving us the confidence of getting such revenues in H2?
If you see last 5 years, it has been the same pattern. Q1 is around 10 to 12, 15%. Q2 is around 20%. Q3 is around 25%, and last quarter is around 40-45%. It's not something new. It has been happening in this company for last 10 years and above.
And we have order booking and manufacturing, right?
Yeah, we have, and in addition to that history, we already have the order booking and the manufacturing clearances.
Got it. And sir, I missed your remarks on the rationale behind these two acquisitions that we are doing. So could you please suggest what, I mean, why we are doing that and what are we
That
planning
is
to do?
already that is already in the written given in many places. So if you want, we can give reference to that also. The rationale remains the same. Westech is because I want to go into the industrial process equipment line as well as on to the help in becoming a strong process equipment company. And for Penstock UK is to get a base in Midlands. But that is given in written at so many times and so many places. I think if you go on to our frequently asked question, then also you will get that. In detail, explanation is there.
All right. That's it from my end, sir. Thank you so much.
Thank you. We'll take a next question from Kunal from Sunidhi. Please go ahead.
Hi, sir. My question is on the product mix going ahead. Currently, water control is 60%, streaming is 15%, valves is 14%, and we are seeing order booking in mass screens as well. You know, the order execution in mass screens as well. And I think Josh is capable of catering to a complete end-to-end product requirement for a sewer treatment plant as well. So what is our sales strategy going ahead? Are we you know, showcasing Josh with a basket of products in all geographies, or is it that in India it's showcased as a mix of products, and maybe in other geographies it's maybe just gates and valves? So what is the sales strategy of Josh going ahead?
In other geography locations, we are not pushing all the products. We are pushing those products where we have very strong credentials, we have very strong experience, and where we know the chance of making a mistake is less. If you are doing export business and if you make losses, it hurts a lot. So we don't want to run after business everywhere in the world. We would like to go slowly, surely, so that we do not make mistakes, but we are able to grow slowly and in all geographies. So our initial focus is on gate screens and knife gate valves for export market.
As a process equipment also, since you know we'll be having Westech acquired
We
soon.
have acquired, so let us see how it goes. We have still not acquired, sorry. We are going to acquire it, and then we have to use their strength to see how we can push process equipment in the export market.
But so then what about products like the disc filters that we have? Because when I visited the plant, I saw a fully working treatment plant. Can we capitalize on that in the sewer treatment plant being announced in India or in
We are
most of
already
the
supplying these filters. We have now ordered for 8-9 machines.
Okay.
Okay. So that production has started. It took time, but now it has started, and slowly, slowly, we are penetrating the market. Our machine is one of the best, but also one of the costliest. So by producing it in India, we have been able to lower down the cost, but we do not have big machines. Our machines are smaller in size. So for big projects, we don't have the ideal machine to cater to.
Oh, okay. And so the other is on the CapEx. So what is the update on the Unit 5 expansion of in the SEZ unit, Unit 5?
I already had covered it in the presentation. It is expected to be commissioned in March, April.
Okay. And sir, just once.
And it's not Unit 5,
Yeah.
it is the expansion of Unit 4.
Expansion of Unit 4. A new plant adjoining Unit 4, but it is part of Unit 4.
Okay, and sir, just one last question. I think you mentioned previously that getting labor in the orange near the orange plant
Is
is
still
very
the same
difficult.
situation. It is still difficult. It is a nightmare. It does not give me any fun working in Orange, but Rukmini is there for 190 years, so I will be there.
But sir, then why are we thinking of expanding over there? Can we think of making Houston the bigger base of our
Because Houston,
US?
I don't have that much area. When we
Okay.
took the land in Houston, it is again one mistake made by me. When we took the land in Houston, I was going by this Indian principle of we can produce, we can use 45% or 40% of the land. It turns out I am not even able to use 25% of the land. So the land which we acquired when we made the drawings and submitted, we were told you cannot do this, you cannot do that. So now I can make only a 70,000 square feet plant in Houston. We do not have enough space. Here we already have space and we have got everything. So certain products we'll make here, certain products we'll make there. And we
Okay.
keep our fingers crossed that one day, because with all these things which Trump is talking of bringing back, one day the American people will also start show interest in working in manufacturing facilities.
Okay, sir. Sir, best of luck to the team. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. We'll take a next question from Vatsal Gattani. Please unmute yourself and go ahead.
Hi, sir. Thank you for, letting me ask a question. So we've been seeing a lot of, orders in India for STPs, WTPs and, CETPs. So, are we, actively engaged in all those, products, and are we able to supply products to those plants? And secondly, do you see, Jash Engineering coming out as a one-stop water cleaning player in the future? Because there is a lot of water pollution in India. So
See, we will never enter into projects. When I say project means doing turnkey projects. It is not our core strength. We do not have the process knowledge. We'll never do that. We make equipments. Because we make equipments, we are strong on the equipment side, and we will supply equipment to any project that needs it. When you talk about various STP or ETP or WTP commission, I will assure you that if you have a project or anyone in the India has a project, Jash is always present.
okay. Thank you. Thank you, sir.
Thank you. We'll take a next question from Sahil Doshi, Thinqwise. Please go ahead.
Thank you, sir, for the follow-up opportunity. Just in your one of your comments, you mentioned in the US that the cast iron products, there's possibly a review there. So just wanted to check, what percentage of our business would possibly be impacted here, if at all.
So the cast iron gates which we supply from India to America is 20 to 25 crore, maybe 30 crores. But they sell that around 100 crores.
Okay.
Okay, so they add their own overhead profit and everything. So the 30, 25, 30 crore becomes 75 to 100 crores. So on that, 100 crore out of 350 crore is like 30% of their business is coming from that. On that, if there is no tariff, it would make my life very easy.
Understood, sir. And how is the competition behaving at this point of time? Is there, they are paying tariff on that, or how are they?
See, so everyone is unsure of what is happening. So I have put my own legal firm investigating it. Everyone is doing their own, and the result could be same, result could be different. No one knows. So we have, after 3 months of investigation, we have come to this conclusion. Our lawyers have come to this conclusion. Now we have to go with this conclusion to the customs and try to convince them and get it done. So yes, the competitive environment, no one has an idea of what to do, because the rules frequently change and there is no clarity.
Fair enough, sir. Also, on just you know, with the Westech bit, I just want to understand if you can talk a little more on the industrial process equipment market, which would be the key geographies, and how, what is the scope there? And second, in terms of margins, here with the integration of Shipbar, what are they today, and what could it actually come in with Shipbar's manufacturing coming in as a synergistic benefit?
So let's talk of what was, what was not in favor of Westech. Okay. It was owned by an American company. There were very rigid controls on growth, rigid controls on advances and bonding and so on. All those would go with Josh over there, Josh in it. One. Two. So that will allow them to grow. So they were not able to grow fast enough because of all those controls. Two, they had no manufacturing facilities as such, zero. Josh has a lot of manufacturing facility, but with Shivpath, we have a manufacturing facility earmarked for process equipment also. And when you have your own manufacturing facility, you are able to economize, you are able to go for better quality and things like that. So all those parameters will come in. We expect, everywhere we have acquired and we have followed the policies which we have in Josh, we have seen good growth, we have seen good improvement in profitability. I think in case of Westech also, we are looking at significant improvement in both growth as well as profitability.
Sure. So possible to share, what would their current profitability be?
Once, as I said, once shareholder agreement is signed and funds are given, which is in December, we will open up average. The reason is not that I don't like to open up. The reason is because this is a US firm with US lawyers. They have a lot of reservations on what I can say and what I cannot say.
Sure. And just a question which I had asked on these, the opportunity side of industrial process equipment in India and the international geographies, if you can talk a little on that as well.
The opportunity is 300 to 400 crore a year.
Okay, sir. And anybody would be competing in this space from India?
Yes. There are big companies like Metso. Who is else? Metso and...
Yes, done.
No, not Triveni. Metso and... open sea. So,
participate here again.
Floor. FLS Smith, sorry, FLS Smith, Maxo, there are many companies.
Sure, sir. Sure, sir.
And Maxo just, Minerals, FLS Smith, and they are all 200, 200 crore companies.
Got it, sir.
In this.
Thank you for that, sir. And just a final question from my end, sir. So now with you, you know, increasing your base in terms of manufacturing capabilities across geographies, what's our thought on management bandwidth and building on that, sir? Because you are adding now manufacturing in UK, Saudi, and maybe US also looking to strengthen. So how do we think on this from a longer term
perspective? I presently see no problem, except Orange. I have no problem anywhere. In the Houston company is run completely independent. The American company is completely run independent with minimum intervention. I maybe go once or twice in a year for 1 week to America. The UK company is run by Bhunesh Pandey, who is our CEO and is sitting here. In fact, the acquisition of Penstock UK has occurred and I have not even gone there. So I will be going once the complete acquisition takes place. So we have independent teams everywhere. We are setting up independent team everywhere who can run the company. And we are there to give them guidance and strategy. And that's what we do.
Sure, sir. Thank you so much for the opportunity. Thank you.
Thank you. As there are no further questions, I would request Pratik sir for closing remarks.
So thank you once again for attending this. What I would like to say is, as a company, I would say that we are more focused, not 1 quarter or 2 quarter down the line. We are focused with a strategy which is long term. What we like to achieve in time to come, we may have some hiccups here or there based on geopolitics or situation worldwide. But we will stay firm to our course and our targets. We expect, as I said in the beginning also, multi-product, multi-location, multi-geography, and strong production capability. This defines us. And with this, we would like to ensure that our profitability improves because we have certain strengths which not everyone else has. So we are committed to growth as well as we are committed to have profitable growth. And we are looking at maintaining PAT margins between 12 to 14%. And EBITDA 22 to 25%. How much is CapEx? Someone has asked a question. How much is CapEx guidance? I think it is given in our FAQ in a very detailed 2-page. Every plant, what we are buying, etc., etc., is given. So, Mr. Amit, you can go through our FAQ. It is given in a detailed manner, every plant in India, in America, acquisition, what we are going to spend.
Okay.
So with this, I will like to come to an end and say we do not focus on quarter one, quarter two. We always know as our company, quarter one is bad, quarter two improves, quarter three is very good, and quarter four is bumper. Okay. However, we don't even focus now on quarter because ultimately we are focusing on reaching certain stage in certain period of time. And so I would say in the next 2 or 3 years, our target is to become a dominant player for such products in many markets in the world. And at the same time, maintain a good profitability, have EBITDA between 22 to 25% and PAT between 12 to 14%. That is what we are aiming at. And I'm quite confident that we would be able to achieve that. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you everyone for joining us today. If you have any further questions, please don't hesitate to reach out to us. Thank you.